Welcome to the Glow Girl Podcast, the show that brings you inspiring guests who share practical tips, as well as the highs and lows of their business, entrepreneurial, and personal journeys. We are more than a podcast. We are a supportive community where women can come together to learn, share, connect, and uncover our ultimate glow-ups. I'm Kyra Mitchell Lewis, your host, and thank you all for joining. How's everyone doing? Happy Thursday. So we are closing out Women's History Month with an amazing guest. Many of you may know her from season two of the Netflix series, The Ultimatum. She is Roxanne Kaiser, CEO of Pasted Nip. She is an entrepreneur by day and a content creator in between. Roxanne focuses and shares content on fashion, beauty, hair, and lifestyle as well as her journey as a female boss business owner. So stay tuned as Roxanne and I discuss how she works to build a bridge to women's empowerment and confidence through her business and her content. Welcome to McLaren Coaching, where we believe in excellence in the practice of coaching. We're thrilled to introduce you to our revolutionary coach training program, Transformative Coaching Essentials. Have you ever dreamed of becoming a professional coach? Do you wish to possess the skills necessary to inspire and empower others? Look no further. Our coach training program is thoughtfully designed to equip you with the skills and knowledge you need to become a professional coach, whether as a career path or as a leader. When you choose McLaren Coaching, you're choosing a program endorsed by industry-leading experts. Our team has a passion for guiding others towards greatness. As a participant in our coaching program, you'll gain access to a wide range of resources, including comprehensive study materials, interactive learning tools, and regular coaching practice sessions. We're excited to announce that our next coach training program is set to begin on July 27th. To learn more about our coaching program or to sign up, email Cami at McLarenCoaching.com. That's C-A-M-I at M-C. LarenCoaching.com or visit our site for more information at McLarenCoaching.com/coach-training. Don't miss out on this life-changing opportunity. Welcome back to the Glow Up Girl Podcast. I'm Kyra. All right, let's welcome Roxanne to the podcast. Welcome, Roxanne.
Kyra, couldn't be happier to be here with you. Truly, I'm excited. We were talking a little bit before, Atlanta Girls Represent. Feels good to be here with you. Thanks for having
me. Yes. Well, all right. So let's get started. We're going to take it back to the basics, right? Obviously, a lot of people who may be watching or listening are going to know you from season two of The Ultimatum on Netflix. But for anybody out there who may not know who you are, why don't you tell them who you are and what you do?
Oh, man, that's a big old let's see. So who I am, Roxanne, honestly, just your average girl out here trying to be a bad bitch. Are we allowed to cuss on your podcast? Let me know. I didn't ask you.
It's all good, girl.
All right. I feel like bad bitch is not cussing anymore.
Nah. It's
like, so born and raised Atlanta, Georgia. I went to Georgia Tech. I worked in IT consulting for a long time. I was an IT girl, just your average IT girl for 7 years. And then in 2020, I became an entrepreneur, growing a business, went on a Netflix show, starting another business. Just that's kind of like the huge summary of who Roxanne is. My background, I'm half Iranian, half German. So I'm a little bit of a mix. No one really ever knows what I am. I get all kinds of stuff, but that's my mix. I'm a mutt. So yeah, that's my background.
Well, okay. I love it. And I think it's very important that you talked about, you know, that you started your entrepreneurial journey in 2020, because of course that was the pandemic. Everybody was trying to do something different. People wanted something better. So can you talk about why you started your company, Pasted Nip, What inspired you to start that company?
Okay, so it's pretty wild. 2020, it really comes from my background. I think a lot of people can relate to this, where you've been doing something for so long in the corporate world and you just kind of want more. And I think for me, I always felt like I was such a creative, but for like 15 plus years, I was in this super technical role. I was in a super technical engineering school and then in a super technical role, corporate world, for a long time. And I was like, dang, man, like, I just feel like I have so much more to offer the world. Like, I wanted to do something for the girls, you know, and I was in a male dominated industry too. So like technical, male dominated, I was traveling a shit ton for work. I was never in Atlanta. And when 2020 hit, I was like, dang, like, this is a good opportunity, man. I'm in Atlanta. I'm working remote. I have all this free time now, even with a full-time job, because I was so used to traveling, right? Like, consultants know that when you have free time, you're on a plane or checking into a hotel, right? Mm-hmm. So I didn't have to do that anymore in 2020. And I was like, well, I'm going to take all that free time and I'm going to start a business off of something that I use 24/7, love, and there are no good quality of this product out there. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Pasties, man. That's it. It's as simple as that. I was like, I'm going to make better pasties.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So let me just say, because first of all, you are hitting on so many notes. And I think for so many people who listen to this podcast or watch us on YouTube, like, it is just so important. You said some things like being in the corporate world and that burnout, right? That corporate burnout of just being like, I want something different. I want something more, or I have something more to offer to the world. And awesome. I feel like, yes.
That gives me chills. God.
Because it's like real life. I feel like, I mean, I feel seen talking to you.
Yeah, it's so real. I feel like so many people have so much to give and they're too scared to give it. Mm-hmm. It literally gives me chills. Like, they're just too scared, or they have reasons or excuses not to start something. I'm like, I know so many girls who are so talented. I'm like, just get on Etsy at least. Like, you have so much talent. Don't waste away your life.
Right.
Nothing against corporate, man. Like, my three best girlfriends are corporate girlies, man. And they are not ever going to leave. They love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
They love
it. But I think it's important when you get that calling, right? We talk a lot about walking in your purpose. And I think that's really important. You can't fight it, because when you're fighting your purpose, then you feel there's discomfort, there's anxiety, you're not happy. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know that, like, you were meant to be doing something more. So I just applaud you and commend you for stepping out on that faith and betting on Roxanne, because you had to do that, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, walking into two parents who are also, you know, they are of a different culture. They truly are. They come from more strict backgrounds, very like regimented. Mm-hmm. Like, you can be a doctor, a lawyer, like, you know, even going to Georgia Tech, studying supply chain. I'm like, is that good enough? So having to walk into their house and be like, look, y'all, I'm going to start a business. And it's going to be about boobs, but bear with me. I mean, you know, there's a lot. I knew people were like, okay, Roxanne. And I was like, I don't care what anyone says. I'm doing it.
Yeah. And the other thing that you said, that is the thing that most people don't think about when they start businesses, is that you started a business on a product that you used. You used it. You saw there was a need to make a better version of it. And you also knew that the industry and that women were looking for these. So you were fulfilling, you got to fulfill like your own, you know, I need this, but then also looking out for everybody else.
Totally. And there's so many amazing entrepreneurs, right? And I don't think men founders who start women clothing companies that are very successful wear the clothes that they make, right? But for me as an entrepreneur, you have to decide what kind of entrepreneur you want to be. And I wanted to be a kind that if I'm not using my own product, I really don't want to sell it. If I don't believe in it, if I'm not wearing it, using it, eating it, whatever it may be, I'm not gonna talk about it.
Exactly. And that we appreciate.
So Roxanne, when you started it, all right, because you came from, you were a corporate girly. So there are some comforts, right, to being in corporate, you know, like as my husband's an entrepreneur and always tells me this, well, you work in corporate. I mean, you know what, you have a check coming, you know, you've got like a scheduled paycheck coming. Yeah. You know, what type of obstacles did you encounter as you were starting the business and as you began to grow the business?
Well, in terms of just like corporate world transitioning into entrepreneurship, the biggest differences?
Yeah. And then just even, you know, as when you go into it, right, and you're really excited and there are moments where you're like, oh, did I do the right thing?
Oh my gosh. You're going to feel it every day, first off. So like, I feel like in the beginning and even years later, every day you wake up and you'll just say, oh my God, am I doing the right thing? I literally think I told Antonio that the other day. It's like, hey, am I doing the right thing? And he's like, yes. Every entrepreneur feels that, first off. Mm-hmm. But some of the biggest challenges and whatnot, I would say, is for sure, anyone coming from corporate world, yes, it is hard. One, you're trying to figure out how to start a business, okay? And then on top of that, you're trying to figure out how to transition into like a 401k. Like, what do you do with that? Because you get that in corporate world. Mm-hmm. You don't get that when you're an entrepreneur. You have to like get it yourself, like figure mm-hmm. it out. Unless you have boatloads of money and you can hire some like financial advisor to do it all for you, which I don't think that's reality because I didn't have that. I don't think a lot of people have that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have to figure that out. 401ks, you have to figure out all your bills. Like, where is that money going to pull from? Because you have to allocate, like, your monthly bills that got to be paid. And then mm-hmm. how much you're going to put towards the business. That's the hardest part, like surviving and also funding a business. It's mm-hmm. so tricky. It's so tricky. Yeah. Like, how are you going to make it every month? That is the most challenging part when you first
yeah.
start.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I just want to commend you and thank you for number one, for your transparency, because that is exactly what I love. The people that come on my show is that they are real. And I feel like that's important for people to know, because it's like, yeah, you might have a great idea, but like you said, you got to make sure before the business starts to make money, you've got to figure out and make sure that you can still take care of yourself.
Yeah. I mean, you can do it with nothing. There's so many success stories where there was zero, you know, like I had $2,000 in my bank account, I had $200. That's awesome. But I think when we're talking just from the transition of corporate to entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. it's almost harder because you get used to something, right? Like anything in life that you're doing every day, you get used to it. And it is a different kind of challenge coming from corporate to entrepreneurship. It's different, and it's equally as hard as coming from having $0.
Mm-hmm.
You can't spend the way you used to.
I know, right? Yeah, you can't just be buying those things like you're like, I'm gonna buy this. I mean, at all.
You have to stop.
Yeah, planning. Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever want to give up?
No. I wouldn't say I'd ever, no. If anything, I just have more and more of a fire in me to do more stuff and more companies. Mm-hmm. Just there's the days where I wake up and I'm like, oh, am I doing the right thing, but not give up? Okay. No way. Yeah. I think most entrepreneurs feel the same way. Once you start and you're invested, entrepreneurs have that special fire, man. It's like deep in you and you just go for it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be starting a company.
Exactly. And it's mostly, pivot, right? Because that's what I always think. I'm never like, oh, I want to stop. I'm just like, oh, okay, how can I pivot? Like, if this thing didn't work, how can I pivot the business in a different, you know, direction, or pick up, do something, you know, bring something else under the umbrella versus the thing that didn't work?
Oh, yeah, all the time. And that's kind of what that's the same sentiment as like, am I doing the right thing when I wake up in the morning? It's like, maybe I'm not, I got to pivot, but I'm not giving up.
Exactly. All right. So I want to ask your advice for any women listening out there. One thing that I really, really, really respect about you is, first of all, like you say, I think you are badass and I love your personality. You know, if you are not following her on social media, make sure you get there and we're going to have those in the handles, in the notes for you. But I just really appreciate that you challenge the status quo and you challenge people. And I think, you know, one thing I am aware of is that nobody's going to put Roxanne in a box. And if you try to put her, she's going to kick out of it. Mm-hmm. But I'd like for you to maybe give some advice to women who are listening or watching, you know, as it relates to navigating those structures and everyday workplaces or business or with other business owners, right? As women, a lot of times it's like, oh, well, you know, you can know how the situations can be for us in a corporate environment or in a business environment.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just comes down to, you would think in 2024, we would be more evolved with women, right? But for whatever reason, we're still not. And, you know, even quickly going back, and then I'll answer the question in full. But, you know, I couldn't believe after the show aired how I had so much negative feedback on my stance on marriage, right? And mm-hmm. that was one thing that I really had to come back to people that started following me and answer to, which was wild, but it all ties in together. So just that independence, you know, I think that women sometimes feel bad all the time. Like, they always feel the need, and I'm sure women have heard this before, all the ladies out there, like, you feel more inclined to apologize for stuff. I'm sorry for this, I'm sorry for that. And one small step you can take to just kind of tweak your mindset in the work world or the corporate world or whatever you're doing, anything in your relationship, mm-hmm. is like, you don't need to always apologize, or start mm-hmm. realizing how much you're apologizing compared to, like, maybe your male counterpart. And, you know, I don't want to sound like this crazy feminist or anything. I really just believe in, girls are so strong, and I don't know why. Like, I just want all, and that's kind of why I started my brand. I want women to just feel like they can do anything. They shouldn't mm-hmm. be saying sorry. They should be unapologetic, and mm-hmm. they should not always be like, oh my God, I'm sorry you did that. No, you're good.
Know. Yes.
I swear. It's just a bad habit I feel like women have, like, caught on to. Mm-hmm. It should be happening. So it's just a small thing to start realizing, to change your mindset. Like, how many times am I saying sorry?
And exactly. apologize. Yeah. And then also too, I think, to the point of, you know, women having confidence and standing up for ourselves, I think you just also have to be prepared to deal with the fact that, right, a lot of times, let's just be honest, because that's what we do here on this show. We're just honest. I mean, I've even had, like, a manager say to me, because it was not a disagreement, it was just we had differing opinions on something.
Yeah.
And the way it was described to me is, well, I was going to reach out to you, but I didn't want to go back and forth. And I'm like, well, who's going back and forth? I mean, it was just, you said your piece about how you felt about it. I stayed at my piece about it. And I'm not going to apologize because we didn't see things the same way. But again, like you said, we're in 2024. And that is a conversation that I literally had with somebody last week in corporate America.
Yep. Yep. Happens all the time. I know. I understand. And that, I know it's not obviously going to break ground at the beginning to empower, you know, women who really struggle with that, but it's one small thing to notice and just kind of check in with yourself weekly. Like, I shouldn't be saying sorry. If it was a guy, you think you would ever be like,
no, nope,
really sorry, like Rebecca or whoever, Rachel? Yeah. No, they wouldn't. They said, all right.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's going to be that gaslighting that I got. Oh, well, yeah, I mean, exactly. I just didn't want to go back and forth with you.
Totally. And again, it's not about, like, we're better than men. It's really just like, we're working equal. So, like, let's be treated equal. That's all.
Exactly. That's all. That's what it all boils down to. And that everybody has a right to their opinion. Like, totally. That's just the net. And then we as human beings, we just owe it to each other to, like, actively listen to someone. And that's like my that's it for me. But I do appreciate you, you know, mentioning that, about some of the backlash, you got from the show, because I do feel like, obviously, I know things are edited, and I think things are sometimes edited to try to make, you know, someone look like the bad guy or the villain. And I just, yeah. I remember watching it and going, like, man, I mean, like, I think she seems pretty cool. Like, I, you know, like seeing you work and just being so excited about like what you did for a living, because let's just be honest, it's like you said, if you're going to drive and lead a successful business, you have to work. Like, there, it's not like a, oh, I turn it off like when everybody else turns it off and eats dinner, like at, you know, 7, 8 o'clock. Like, no, you got to sneak a meal in and then you got to get back in there and you've got to work. And I felt like it, you were one of the most like real people about what was happening in your life. And I just, and it just, it just like kind of grated my nerves. And then to see people in your comments, you know, saying crazy stuff. And I'm like, have you looked at the show?
It's funny. And it's your thing. What's crazy is, you know, when the show first came out and I was doing all these interviews and whatnot, everyone's like, how do you feel about your edit? And I was like, I wasn't mad about it. I was like, that's who I am. Yeah. I obviously, they only showed one part of me, which was this super serious business person. And if anyone who knows me, they're like, you're so friendly and you are like the most like extroverted, talkative person I know. And you seem so serious. But yeah, I mean, I was working and it was very stressful on the show. And they definitely made me look like I was so mean to Antonio. So I really don't blame the girls in the comments who were like, free Antonio. I'm like, dang, honestly, I don't blame y'all because it looked bad.
But if you have followed her and got to know, you know, her through her socials, first of all, that day when you were, I think you were traveling and you had a question about eating Wendy's, I thought that was so gold. You were like, wait, is Wendy's still a thing? And everybody's like, yes, eat that Wendy's, girl. And I think like people being able to just see you, because to me, it's like, I'm like, yeah, she's like so funny and just so like regular. Like to see you in your everyday space and you and Antonio together, like you just, you two gel very well. And it's like, you balance each other.
We're totally good. I mean, I don't got that man handcuffed and nothing in here. He could walk out the door if he wanted. I'm not a crazy, like, stay with me girl. He could walk out the door. And what's crazy is I wish there was a way I could send a message to all the women who are like free Antonio. That's like, I honestly wish you all would understand that you should be having these hard conversations before you marry someone about finances. Yes. I'm sorry if I want my man to at least make equal to me. And that was the biggest thing. And I don't know if that message just didn't get played through on the show, but it was just, I just wanted to make money too. I'm sorry. That's just
There's like nothing wrong with that. And like I said, I appreciate your honesty and cause that's authentic, you know, and it's, you're not like trying to sugarcoat it or make us think you're something. Like, I mean, guess what? He appreciated it. He liked being pushed and having someone who was there to cheer him on and to, you know, to spur, because you saw the potential. You saw like, you know, should be doing this.
One of the most brilliant men I know. Why is he not putting that brilliance into something? Kind of like what we were talking about earlier, when I see people out in the world, well, I'm like, you should be doing something great. That's how I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that. So now I am so glad that, you know, people are getting to witness like Roxanne and see you. And I just enjoy your content and being able to see your story continue to evolve.
Thank you. So, yeah, I keep it real on there, man. I'm like, and if people are calling out for filters, I'm like, all right, I'll stop using filters. Everyone relax.
I even like you walking through that journey and saying like, and then when you said, I'm still gonna get just a little bit.
Just a little, or like my lips, you know, but I actually think the haters for the lips, because I was happy to, they looked god awful on TV. So thank y'all. Thank y'all for hanging on. They were ducky for sure.
Oh my gosh. But you're so funny. I love it. But I mean, you take things in stride. And I think like that is appreciated, because a lot of people would have said, you know what, I'm not opening up. They would have closed their comments. A lot of people wouldn't have been taking questions. You were taking questions and answering them and dealing with people like, you know, straight on. And like, I think you probably have gained so many more like followers and people who are just like, wow, like, okay, like she is awesome. So thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that.
It's been a cool journey. Of course, you know, it's funny, real quick, I don't know how much time we have. Sorry. You got to tell me times because I will just keep talking to you forever. Cool. A thing that I remember when I first started filming, just a little tidbit for all the ladies listening. When we first started filming the show, one of the producers came up to me and I loved her. She was so sweet. And I remember she just looked at me and she was like, Roxanne, do this whole process, very hard process. She was like, just be real. She's like, if you are not your most authentic self through this filming, no matter how much editing, no matter what we do, if you're not real, everyone will know. And I think that's just, it was such a good message. It stayed with me. And you probably heard that message before, but it has literally just stayed with me through filming. It stayed with me. I was like, all right, through everything I post, I'm just like, I'm just going to be real, because if you're not, people won't follow you, won't listen to you, and they'll call you out on your shit. Truly, you just got to keep it real. And I know that's really hard for some people to do.
Yeah. Well, I love it. And I love that you have stayed true to that. And also, you know, just in learning about your brand, Pace Fitnip, I love that you really look to empower women and to help them build confidence. And I think it's just all, it's like, a thread throughout, you know, from seeing your website presence to seeing you to seeing the products. Why is that such an important message, you know, for you to, because we see it in you, right? We see you being that person, but why is it so important for you to carry that through your brand as well?
I think it just goes back to the same sentiment about, I just have this idea that there's so much greatness out there that needs to be shown. And I wanted to build a brand that brought girls to a point where they feel that way in themselves. And I know it sounds crazy to try to push that or make someone feel that way just from going braless, but I was like, that is why I'm going to start Pace Fitnip. I'm going to do a quality product that makes a girl just feel so confident. So that was my MO. When I started Pace Fitnip, I go to trade shows and so many girls would come up to the booth and be like, just kind of walk by like, I could never wear that. And I'd be like, come back over here. Like, I want to talk to you. Don't just walk by my booth. I'm like, are you kidding? I'm like, you can definitely wear these. And I, you know, just talking to them, like, you can wear this kind of top. You're so beautiful. Like, I'm showing me their Instagram. I'm like, you can wear Pace Fitnip with this and look amazing. That was my whole goal. Just being at trade shows, seeing these girls in person and just watching them light up then wearing pasties and being like, girl, I can't believe I don't wear a bra anymore. And just feeling better. Super simple, but makes a difference. Sometimes it's just, it's someone telling you you're beautiful and you look good and a different something, a different top, a different shirt, whatever it may be.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
So aside from being a boss lady and CEO, you also are now creating content. And you've collaborated with some top brands like Walmart, ASOS, Sephora, Target. Let's talk about negotiating. So when you're making deals with brands, how important is it for you to assert yourself? Because I know a lot of women, you know, have issues in their space of work, in their space of, you know, if they are content creators and just feeling like, well, I don't want to push because I want this, partnership. How have you been able to navigate that?
Okay, so great question, but I can't answer it in terms so much as the partnership I've had because I do have an agent, right? Being transparent, I'm not ever going to lie about what I do and don't have ever because I feel like that will always come back to you. I have an agent and I decided to hire someone who was, boss bitch. It's like I just vibe so well and I just loved her energy and I didn't have the time, although I knew I really wanted to content create and represent brands that I believed in. So I never have had to do too much negotiation in that sense, but I mean, I've done it with Pace Fitnip, right? And I would say crazy talking. I talked to big box retailers, which is the same thing. Like I want to get my product in your store.
Yeah.
And feeling like you got to lower your price or, I don't know, you're not good enough. And what's crazy is never back down on what you think your product or yourself for the content girlies out there are worth. If you think you can make content that's worth $2,000 for a reel, then you push for that and make sure you deliver on that. Don't make some crappy reel. If you're going to say you're worth a $2,000 reel, don't lower your price and deliver that kind of content. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's really just about confidence. And I think the content girlies are really taking it to a new level where they're taking it. It is a business. God, it's a business itself. Making a reel can take a day. Yeah. So I would just encourage that. Don't lower your price and your standard for what you think you're worth, but make sure you're delivering on what your standard is, right? Mm-hmm. That's super important.
Yeah. 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 So you mentioned making a reel could take a day. What's the...
It can. It's wild.
Because if I'm allowed, talk about this beautiful closet behind you.
Yeah.
I remember when you started this process with the closet, and that was like several days of content that you were creating. And it looks wonderful, by the way.
Thank you. The Tidy Freak. They did it in Atlanta. I love the girls that did it. They're amazing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful. But I agree with you. I mean, it comes down to like, what excellence and how do you see, what do you see as excellence? And are you going to put that forth? And if you think you're valued at this, because so many times, like, you know, women especially will say, you know, someone goes, well, you want $2,000, but then the person's like, well, I only can offer like 1,000. And then people are like, well, I'll do it. Yeah. But then you're like angry the whole time because you took something less than what you were worth.
Yeah. And if you're angry, honestly, pass on it. And if you can't pass on it and you want to really take that lower price, do it well. I'm telling you. And that's my other big, I just did a conference Sunday. I spoke on a panel for Atlanta Women Fashion of Atlanta. Atlanta, Jesus. What was it? I can't remember right now. Fashion Women in Fashion of Atlanta. Okay. There we go. Yeah. Happy Tuesday, people. And the biggest thing I kept telling these younger, a lot of the younger girls who are still in college was like, do stuff for free. You got to do stuff for free. Not everything in the beginning can be paid.
Yeah.
It can take years and years of free stuff before you can get the big bucks.
Yes. Thank you for saying that, because I think that that is a piece, that's a component that a lot of people miss. Like it's a, you see all the other content makers out there, creators, and it's the truth is that you don't know how long they've been doing it. You don't know how many pieces of content they created for free, how many things they went out and personally purchased for themselves in order to be able to create the content. So sometimes you do have to like be willing, like how invested are you?
Totally. Oh, I love that you said that, just because this is a newer space for me, right? Coming on a couple months now of doing it pretty heavily though. And seeing these girls who have been in the game for like 10 years and they talk about how much money they spend buying stuff on ASOS, just, you know, out of pocket and then posting it and tagging it. And that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
It's like starting a business, and you have to do it, whether it's content creation, same thing with a business. It's just, you have to invest in your business, yourself, and do stuff for free, and it will pay off. I promise you. You can't just have everything come to you. You know what I mean? Takes hard work.
I believe that, you know, it will happen. Like you,
it just will.
You have to just stay invested, and you have to just maintain a good attitude about it, because, and also I love it. I'm a real fan of like shooting your shot. You know, I mean, all people can do is tell you no. And, you know, and I'm never afraid of a no. And I tell this personal story to you all listening, watching, about even me reaching out to Roxanne. It was a Sunday. I was like, you know what? Because I looked at your page. I didn't even follow you. And I was like, should I? And then I was like, you know what? I mean, like, I'm going to do it. And I remember like you answered me back before you connected me to your your agent. And I said, you know, I'm like, this is so awesome, because I knew then, I was like, she just confirmed like who I thought she was. Like, she's awesome. And she's like, of course, I love doing things for women who are trying to help other women and empowering other women. And I was just like, well, I almost didn't shoot that shot that day. But it was meant. It was meant to
be. You got to. I love that you did.
Yeah.
So, I will say, obviously, it's hard to do it all.
Yeah.
But you have to put guidelines for yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So shoot your shot. Not all brands can say yes to everything. That's just reality.
Yeah.
And as the brand owner of myself or Pace at Nip, you know, mm-hmm. I set guidelines for myself of what I will say yes to and what I won't mm-hmm. say yes to. Yeah. I will say yes to. I remember sitting down thinking about my guidelines, and they were like, girls in Atlanta starting businesses, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. because I'm one of them. I feel it to my core. You know, when they reached out about the closet, I was like, absolutely, you know, 100%. Atlanta, but you know, then there's some things that's just, I just can't. Yeah, I just can't be in a million places.
Yep.
And I think that goes really well with the content question, tying all back in.
Mm-hmm.
Say yes to all the products, man. Don't say yes to all the clothes.
Exactly.
That's the authentic. I would love, you know, when they offer you, they email you about this and that and this and that. It's like, it doesn't seem real if you love every vitamin.
Exactly.
You can't love every vitamin.
Yeah.
You can only love some.
It can't all be good for you, for your body. So
for yourself. You know, you gotta pick what's good for you and shoot your shot, because you never know. You could be in the guidelines for that brand.
Exactly. And thank you so much for outlining that, because I think a lot of times people, you know, may take things personally, but I never take a no like personally. I just always say, oh, this just wasn't the opportunity for me.
Totally.
And, yeah.
Totally. And I mean, I've been shot down. Shoot, there's like some brands I obviously would love to work with. And I'll be like, you know, my agent, we'll have like a little session. She's like, who do you want to try to work with? I'm like, well, obviously, so-and-so. And I'll be like, yeah, no, we're good. Not like what we want. I'm like, are you serious?
No, just not now.
It's I don't care.
This,
that happened today to me. There's a brand I really want to work with. And I reached out, I asked my agent, I said, have you talked to them lately? And she's like, yeah, they said they're still not, you know, they're not really interested. I said, all right, next month, what we're going to do is I'm going to make a collage with every time over the past 5 years I've been wearing this certain thing. And then you send it to them. I'm not going to stop.
I, you know what? See, Roxanne is out here giving out some dropping some knowledge, some real tips for us, because that is what you have to do. And she's going to do that and create that content for free and send that to them. Mm-hmm. And well, we're going to be keeping our fingers crossed for you. Send positive vibes that you get that partnership.
Thank you. I don't want to get paid. Honestly, I love it so much. I wear it all the time. I'll probably guess what it is.
Right. Okay. So tell us, before we move into three things with Roxanne, tell us what's next for Pace at Nip and what's next for you?
So next for Pace at Nip, oh my gosh, so many things. I mean, we've been sold out of some of our products since the show aired, and we just got all that back in stock. So that's huge. We're moving into Walmart, which is huge. Awesome. I don't think I'm extending the product line right now. I really value quality products. And if you have a core line of really quality products, there's no need to keep expanding. So I feel really good about our SKUs, and I don't really see expanding at the moment. I might. Mm-hmm. You never know. I never say no. I'm just really happy with where it's at right now and just expanding. Next, more companies. I have another one on the horizon, hopefully launching in April. So stay tuned.
Okay. Love that.
Yep.
Fantastic. All right. So now we're going to move into three things with Roxanne and ask you three questions. Helps our audience just get to know you a little bit better. The first question is a two-parter. It is, how do you start and end the day?
Start? Oh, man, I'm boring. Okay. Not joking. Every morning since I can remember, probably since I was like 7, I make my bed. I wake up. And before I do anything, before I even go to the bathroom, I make my bed. And I think that's just such, whatever it may be, there should be some kind of routine you do every day. Routine is really good for entrepreneurs. It's very good to get in the cycle and habit to just kind of, all right, I did it. Now the next thing. I make my bed. I don't think I've ever missed making my bed once, y'all. Even when I'm sick, like with a flu, I'm making my bed in the morning.
Nice.
Yes. So nighttime, every night, same thing kind of with my bed. For the past 5 years, I've listened to the same little story on the Calm app, the same one, same girl, same story. And it's not even a help you get to sleep. It's a help you get back to sleep. Mm-hmm. That's just the one for me. So I listen to a calming little story every night to go to bed to help me get to sleep.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah, very boring.
No.
I think it's routine is good, y'all. It's good to get routine.
Very much so. Okay, second question. What's a goal or an intention that you have for yourself this year?
So I think a big goal for me this year is to spend more time working on, I have really bad panic disorder. Mm-hmm. So I think just making sure I'm checking in with myself more, because when you're an entrepreneur, I think you're very go, 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 and you don't really check in with your mental health mm-hmm. a lot. And I'm really trying to do more of that, which is more yoga, more meditation, working mm-hmm. out daily. That's a huge goal for me this year. I wish it was more business oriented. I mean, I have that going on, right? I got a business coming. I'm very excited, but I really need to make sure I'm staying in check with my mental health. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Taking care of you.
Yeah.
All right. And last question is, who or what inspires you?
Oh, man. I mean, my parents. Yeah. My parents, for sure. I mean, they're two immigrants. They're, you know, come from foreign backgrounds, literally had nothing. Anytime I want to complain about anything, I think about the struggles they had. Truly, like, I'm inspired by them. They've been married 40 years in June and mm-hmm. built businesses from the ground up. So they've literally inspired me. I'm truly, maybe I'm like obsessively into my parent story. I just find it empowering.
Yeah, I love that. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. And lastly, can you please tell the audience where they can learn more about Pace That Knit and where they can connect to you online?
Oh, yeah. Connect with me. My IG is Ricky Rocks, RICKYROX _. Pace That Knit is pasted _knit, like nipples. And then I have an email on there. If y'all have a business, if you want some insight, you know, shoot me an email. You never know. You heard it here. You can shoot me an email on there.
That's
it. You never know.
Awesome. I mean, your kitty is over there giving it to you.
I know. I'm sorry if I pause for a second. It's because I have two cats who are misbehaving.
We love the fur babies over here. So it's all good. Well, Roxanne, it has been a pleasure speaking to you. And you can always come back here and share more with this audience in the future.
Likewise, truly would love that. I really would love to talk again. If you have some kind of speaking series, I feel like you're going to go big. If you have like a panel thing, you need me to come in person, I'll be there.
Awesome. Well, stay tuned for everyone. Sure. I'll be right back. Welcome back to the Globe Girl Podcast. I want to thank Roxanne for joining the show today. What a fabulous conversation. I love talking to her. Such great tips. And information for all of you business owners and content creators out there. Just such great knowledge. If you want to learn more about her, check out the links in the show notes. If you'd like to learn more about Glow Up Girl, you can visit glowupgirl.com. You can check out past podcast episodes, sign up for our email newsletter, grab our social links, and more. If you're listening on a platform where you can leave a review or rate the show, please do so. If you'd like to watch this episode, head over to our YouTube channel at Glow Up Girl, and also be sure to subscribe. And also, make sure you share this podcast with your friends, families, coworkers. Like, don't keep all this goodness to yourself. Sharing is caring. And if you are sharing any post or anything on social media, make sure you tag us in those posts. We love to see that.
All right. Well, I think that is everything for today. What a great show again. Such a fantastic conversation chatting with Roxanne. And as always, thank you all for taking time out of your busy days to pop in and listen or watch wherever you might, whatever channel, wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching. I really appreciate it. And always, always, I will see you all next week. So until then, stay focused, fab, and glow up. Take care, everyone.